My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
I'm Julia Tertian, host of Radio Cherry Bomb. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Please don't eat me, I'm sweet and delicious. All these boys and girls running around my kitchen, having a good time.
Having a good time.
And I'm on my Coco's funky kitchen.
Oh, thank you, Brandon Boyd. Thank you, Noah's Arcade. We are very, 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 very proud to be here, too. Yes, 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 yes. We are Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen in full effect. My name is Mr. So-and-so. I got some people here with me today. We're going to start off by playing a song by Red Dwarf. Go back a little bit, go back a little bit. We're going to play a song from Tell Your Parents You Want Balls This Christmas.
I do.
The magnum opus. It's called Trenches.
And you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Thank you, 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 thank you. Red Dwarf, supergroup featuring Max Kagan, Ray Weiss, and John Edelstein. We have John Edelstein in the room with us here today. Hello, John.
Hey.
Oh.
Jordan Trackman says
hello. And Jordan, don't forget Jordan. Jordan was on half the album, right?
Says hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan says hi. John, we got to get you right on mic. Because I don't think anybody can hear you at all
is
right
that
now.
That better?
That's, yeah, that's oh, better. Yeah. That's better.
How's it going, everybody?
It's much better. We got it. So John's here. We got some other people here today. Who else we got?
I got Stanley Kowalski over here. He's filling in for Jamie Fry, who couldn't be here for personal reasons.
Our warmest condolences go to Jamie Fry in this time of need. Welcome, Stanley.
He's having a very hard time, but he's common as dirt. So that goes with it.
He's a man of the people.
Man of the people.
Who else we got here with us?
Hey, it's Kim Testa sending word out to Chad Oliver, who's homesick. Feel better, Chad, buddy.
I'm sorry, big spliff.
Everyone's sick today.
Hope you got the show on, dude.
Jobless.
Hi, my name.
Lord of mercy.
Hi, my name is Grant. Grant. Such a good name. They had to name me twice.
That's a cool name.
I'm Michael Goodman. Fill in Pete Kilpin.
Welcome, Pete. Sorry I couldn't be here, Mike. We're thinking of you.
Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's Polythene Pam. Nice to see you again.
Polythene Pam.
That was actually
it's
Prince.
Been quite some time. Yeah.
Was that Prince?
Oh, that was Prince?
In. Yeah.
He looks different in person.
Hi, I'm Polythene Pam.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
This is Apollonia.
So, shall we go into a little round of Would You Rather at this time?
You rather?
Who should we put in the hot seat? We're going to put John in the hot seat?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hot seat.
I'd love to take a few from the subreddit Would You Rather page.
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh, baby. Subreddit. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. Is it just Reddit? That's a thing.
It's less good than Reddit.
Reddit's a thing. All right,
it's a thing.
Would you rather be in a coma for 13 years or have random blackouts every week for the rest of your life?
Oh, my God. Say that one more time.
Be in a coma for 13 years or have random blackouts every week for the rest of your life.
I think the coma for 13 years ultimately, but that's a hard one. I actually almost had a blackout today. Like, you know when you stand up really hard sometimes and, like, you haven't drank a lot of water and you almost pass out? Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, all the time.
The rush of blood. That happened today, so it's funny that you just asked me. Next.
At this time, we're going to have to ask John Elstein to approach the microphone.
More?
No one can hear him. Sorry. Right on the center.
Like so our friend John's here is in a lot of cool bands, so here's Would You Rather. Would you rather the Gradients got to open for Weezer for a year, or Bluffing had a top 40 hit on radio?
I honestly think I'd rather open for Weezer for a year just to say that I did. I don't know.
Yep.
But both are tempting.
All right, let's go down the childish variant of the Would You Rather question. I like this one quite a bit. Would you rather have a nipple-sized penis or penis-sized nipples?
Ooh.
Ooh. I like this one,
penis-sized
too.
Penis-sized nipples, probably.
I don't know, though. That's a lot to commit
That's
to.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rough business.
Yeah.
It's sort of, you know...
Do they get erect?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Is that something subreddit would cover?
A handsome man is entering the foray.
Somebody call the police.
What you got?
Oh, boy.
Penis-sized nipples or nipple-sized penis?
Yep.
Whoa.
We're waiting. Somebody just came in. We're waiting on his answer. Nipples don't get erect.
I'm going to have to go with penis-sized nipples.
Hey.
All right. So, yeah, this is a popular
answer.
I think those could be kind of fun, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, a nipple-sized penis, that's just, like, unfortunate. But penis-sized nipples, like, that just adds possibilities, you know?
I think it's a question of sexual pride versus extreme, discomfort, like, physical awkwardness. You know what I mean? It's like, are you going to put up with that, or are you just going to have, like, such a little penis that it just, you know, there's really just no good news? You know what I mean? Like, which one is it? Because only one of those is really going to affect your quality of life day to day, and it's not the penis.
It's also like
a very good point, Ignatius.
Like a showgirl's caliber showmanship where you can just sort of spin them like the tassel kind of thing.
You can get decorative about it.
Yeah,
definitely.
100%.
Yeah.
You can get decorative about anything, really.
So true.
Yeah, we got
some more. We got another one.
And that took a long time. I'll tell you. Talking about that, that was like a think piece. You know?
This is another one from Reddit. Would you rather get $20 or go to a WNBA game?
I don't appreciate that one bit.
Oh yeah, that's no good.
Those women are fine athletes.
That's no good. If you like basketball, you should like the WNBA. Let's say that now.
Yeah, they are fine athletes indeed.
Oh, I got a good one.
Mr. John Inovis, ladies and gentlemen.
I got a good one. Okay, so you have two choices for your fate. One of them is you never play music again. Number two is you join Maroon 5 and you have a lifelong contract.
I'd still join Maroon 5.
You would join Maroon 5?
Oh.
That's kind of the right answer, though.
Yeah, that is.
That's kind of the right answer.
I'd be the fucking bongo player.
Yep.
Done.
As long as Sunday morning's always in the set.
Or like some auxiliary percussion thing.
Yeah. The Bez of the group.
Just like hit a cowbell.
Mm-hmm.
I am the cowbell.
Who do you guys think is cooler? That guy Bez, who doesn't do anything in the Happy Mondays, or that guy from the fucking Mighty Mighty Boston, who also doesn't do anything?
Definitely Bez.
I don't know.
Bez was their drug dealer and sort of inadvertently kicked off the entire ecstasy like Manchester scene. So I'm gonna give Bez.
Yeah, I guess Bez is cooler. I don't think the Mighty Mighty Boston's are cool. I was just pointing out there are two useless members musically.
Hey, Guy Picciotto started as a sort of, well, not a useless member, but he was just like the hype man. He would like dive for Fugazi. He would just like jump around and dance, and like he dove into a basketball hoop one time at one of their. They played in like a gym.
Yeah. Oh my god!
But then he was like, "Oh, maybe I'll just play guitar."
That's the antics, man.
Sounds dangerous.
Hey, James. Yeah.
What's the difference between the Mighty Mighty Bosstones and a bull?
And a bull?
Yeah.
I don't know, Jim.
With a bull, the horns are in the front and the asshole's in the back.
Ah! Good. Good one.
Okay, should we play some music?
Please, some music, please.
Let's play Better Hearts.
Bosstones.
Better Hearts by Ginger Lees.
Time.
6:14 in the radio room and the mood is turning rancorous.
I like the girl in that band.
Thank you, Jim. At this time, Jim would like to share a joke he's made.
For all of our Jewish listeners, it's Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement.
Tomorrow is Yom Kippur.
Tomorrow.
Jim, are
actually
you, Jim,
era of Yom Kippur.
Are you yourself Jewish?
No.
Okay.
But I'm Catholic, which is almost Jewish.
You got Jew in you?
Fair enough. Yeah.
So Rabbi Fry is really pissed off at his congregation because they just haven't been on the stick. So the Day of Atonement comes and he decides he's going to blow the whole thing off and he goes golfing. So Moses is looking down from heaven and Moses sees this and he turns to the God and he says, look at this guy. Can you believe what this guy is doing on Yom Kippur? You should kick his ass. So God says, don't worry, I'll take care of it. So on the first hole, Rabbi Fry takes a shot. Whoop. Boom, boom, boom. The ball rolls 3 feet from the hole. Goop. Puts it in. Eagle. Next shot, par. Next shot, par. Next hole, par. Finally, he comes to the hardest hole in the entire golf course, the one that always drives him crazy. Hits a beautiful driver. Hits the top of the hill. Rolls down. Plump, plump, plump. Rolls across the green. Boom. Right in the hole. Hole in one. Wow. So Moses looks at God and says, what are you doing? And God looks at him and says, hey, who can he tell?
I've lost a joke, I think. That was
he can't brag about it.
He
know?
Can't brag about it because he was skipping temple.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he had the best game of golf in his life, but he couldn't tell anybody. That was God's punishment.
Sploosh.
I lost it in the middle. There, yeah.
It was a long joke.
A fun fact. Yom Kippur was the first time I ever got to second base. Because my parents were in temple all day.
I was going to say, were you That's skipping disturbing. Temple?
I skipped temple to do something bad.
What I can't believe you would admit to that.
Define second base.
Is
booby touching?
Yes. I won't use it in those.
That's not sinful.
Guys, under the shirt, guys.
Under the shirt? I was always
base,
over the
under
shirt.
Under the shirt. You're always over the shirt.
Just mashed potatoes. Right.
It was a good Yom Kippur, that one. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's play the song. Let's play a song.
Yeah, we're gonna
this
go
is not
into
going anywhere.
Yeah, this is Yom Kippur bit. I don't know. I don't know if we're the guys to be talking about it right now. We're gonna go into something that happened. Slew a young gentleman at one time. It was like a lot of people. This is one of the tracks led by Mr. Will Simpson.
Thank
who,
you.
Who we miss. Shout out, Will.
God rest your soul, Will.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. I should say I'm still taking time, getting used to the way that it feels all night. Oh, yeah, while we lay our bodies together over and over, never apart. It seemed too fast. No matter time is always too fast. Tomorrow's today, next week has already passed. Like that, a year and a half in the making. Where have I been? 'Cause this is a first, boys. This is a first. And I'm feeling a little unrehearsed. Lately, I've been living with a woman. She's a real, real woman. Stay on. Real woman, I bring it back now. hopelessness, where it's no longer a phase, where the day just keep getting shorter while our bodies are slowing down. But my clothes are in rags, still got those flaws on my face. I'm always broke, can't even pay for my place. Well, I'm living with you, what am I doing? What kind of man am I? This is a first, boy.
It's true, you know, what indeed, what is a fake, what is a fake woman?
I think what, that song was...
What is it?
In protest of porn addiction, actually.
Is that true?
It's a little known fact, yeah.
Is that true, or is that just one of your little jokes?
I did not know that. A jokester, Ollie.
Yeah.
All right? I very rarely am sarcastic. You should know this by now.
Okay.
Sploosh.
Porn addiction, jeez.
Yeah.
That's a heady topic.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to porn.com.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that a real site?
Thank you. Welcome. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
For those of you just joining us.
I was never a big porn guy in my life. I never really watched pornography.
Well, certainly a dehumanizing.
Looks like we're going somewhere, fellas.
I used to, in order to masturbate, I used to have to think back through my whole life to find a memory worthy of masturbating about.
That's cool, because it really says you have a very, like, intellectually and emotionally complex sexuality. And
well, I started watching pornography after, like, you know. I gave that. But for some time, I was not a, you know.
So here's
a
question.
I'm the advocate for infrequent masturbation. Don't do it. Don't waste that energy.
Don't waste the energy.
Don't waste that.
You're wrong.
Don't waste that. Don't waste that seminal fluid, my friends.
You are wrong.
You're going to need it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Shut that site down. Don't waste it, guys. Don't waste it.
Jamie, here's a question. What was the last thing you searched in a Pornhub search bar?
Well, I'll tell you, Dan. See, it's really tough because, you know, I am a feminist and there's certain things that I don't condone. And the pornography, I only watch one kind of pornography, and it's the kind that I don't support morally.
Okay.
Which is the college orgy.
That's the only kind you watch? Ooh.
I don't know anything
about
porn.
Do you just have like a serious college fetish or something?
No, I don't know like about how to get it.
Because this is not real life. That never happens, these college
orgies. But somebody blew
right.
my mind and told me that they were just porn stars, like, pretending to be... I was like, whoa!
I'm ready to believe that.
Yeah, because I didn't really know. I don't know anything about it.
Wrestling's fake or something.
Yeah,
totally.
Porn is fake? That's not real emotions?
Sort of devastating.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I just reveal too much, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's not a bad thing to wear your heart on your sleeve.
My life is an open book.
Yeah.
Don't go home with your heart on.
Don't waste that fluid.
As Leonard Cohen
sang,
no, you gotta get rid of it.
Don't waste it.
No, you get. There's so much more where that came from.
Nope. You gotta pull it up your spine. Don't waste it.
Jesus, hold on to that. John Cougar Mellencamp. Hold on to that semen as long as you can.
There's a man that understands.
Let's hear some music.
Let's go to this.
Let's hear some Mellencamp.
This is Modern Life by Mothers.
Mothers. We'll be right back.
got a modern life, replete with modern conveniences, looking for a wife, on Facebook alone at night, go to work at 8, eat my lunch on a bench in the parking lot, drive home at 5, retreat into the apartment house. My slacks, bare ass in front of the TV, keep my shirts pressed, save $12 at the cleaners when I need new clothes. I drive myself to 59th Street, I prefer the stores with LCDs in the windows. Sunday visit my dad, he's got extra skin on his elbows, he doesn't move much, he enjoys a good macadamia nut, he sits on the couch, I look for a broom in the closet, clean out his fridge, hang fly ribbon in the bedroom. At the start of the week, when at home drink and watch the TV, I get all the shows, eat dinner right out of the plastic tray. I don't get paid to think. You don't get paid to think. Don't touch that phone. My whole life's on that phone. Don't touch that phone. My whole life's on that phone.
It must have been, they've been together for a while, bro.
Yeah, don't touch that phone. You don't get paid to think. Ooh, war mother. In the East, war in the West. Mothers, there they are.
My whole life was on that phone.
Yeah. I bet it is, too.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on us all.
This is Mama Coco's Radio. Follow us on Tinder.
So I believe we have some guests with us right now. Don't we?
Hi, my name is Artie, and I'm a big fan of Mama Coco's. It's a big deal to be in the room with Oliver Ignatius.
Well, let me tell you,
Harmonica Lewinsky's.
Let me tell you, Artie, it's a relief to hear you say that. You know,
some friends in my high school told me about Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen. And I heard that the records were good, so I Googled it.
Where are you from, Artie?
I grew up in Brooklyn, New York.
And you have a band of your own, isn't that right?
I just started a band. We're called Door. D-O-O-R.
Right. It's cool. I like the name. You know, it's simple.
We're a shoegaze band.
Uh-huh. What kind of, like, what do you guys listen to? Like, you know,
what kind of shoes?
What do you sound like?
I like your records. I think your records are good.
Wow, thank you.
And the Juice and Mary Jane.
Cool. Well, let me tell you, Ari, it's folks like you that make life worth living for, you know? That's why we do it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ari.
Artie, what's your favorite all ages venue in Brooklyn?
Is it Ari or Artie?
It's Artie.
Artie, that's what I thought.
A R Artie.
Okay, Artie.
Yo, that's my uncle.
I'm on Facebook, Artie. Just Artie.
Artie at Facebook?
I like to go to the new venue, Shake Shack, in Ridgewood. It's not like the restaurant, Shake Shack. It's my friend's basement. He lives with his mom, and his mom lets him do shows in the basement if they clean up after, and they're done by 10 o'clock.
That's cool. It's cool of his mom to let you guys do that.
Yeah. His mom is really nice.
Yeah. She sounds like a really great lady.
The DIY scene is really developing in Brooklyn, and we're just so happy to be a part of it.
It's cool that you could have been a part of it with us, Artie.
I'm so excited about the new Mama Coco studio. I think it's going to be really cool.
Tell us about the studio, Oliver.
No, I don't know.
I love that band, the Door Rollers.
Well, okay. Well, if you like him so much, you want to hear a track that made you marry him.
Song about the Door Rollers.
You want to hear, since you like that band so much, you want to hear a track they never released?
Oh my God! Yeah.
It's called "A Reason That I Try."
Already on Twitter.
Don't come around.
wop 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 wop. Great American Novel. That's a lovely song. That's a
sick
lovely song.
Track.
Great man. American Novel. You've been missed.
You've been missed. Yeah. You're no longer missed.
Well, we just got a little slice. So at this time, I'd like to give a little shout to Mr. Adam Patton, who just this week pulled into first place on the Mama Coco's Construction Volunteer Leaderboard. Hey. Oh, thank you, Adam. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Adam.
That's a good guy.
That's a good guy, and he's been there a lot.
So, Adam, I hope you're listening right now.
Yeah, I really hope so.
I think you're a good guy.
Or frankly, this is just embarrassing. But so we're gonna play his band, the band Big Cheese, and the track Untitled. And when we come back, we're gonna have a little bit of a performance for you, I dare say. Can we verify that information at this time, gentlemen? Can we verify there was a performance coming into play at some time soon?
Maybe.
All right. Well, for now, this is Untitled by Big Cheese. Yes. All shout outs to all the sick and the weak and the infirm who could not be here with us today. Shout outs to all of you. Shout outs to all of you. I think we can all agree we'd like to bid you a fond and farewell. A fond and fine farewell. Can we all agree at this time that we would like
friends.
To bid our
infirmed
listeners some feathered friends to say farewell alongside? Amen.
Fond
amen,
and fine
amen,
farewell
amen,
to our feathered
amen.
Friends.
A fine farewell of a feathered farewell to a fond friend in a feathered time. So we're going to do one more thing, and that's Mr. Don McLean right here. You know, legendary star, singer, star of stage and screen.
How many is Don McLean?
He's going to do a tune.
Yeah, this is called Vincent.
It's called American Guy.
No, this one's called Betty Ford.
I'm going nowhere.
Car man, come on.
I did it.
Come on, man. You're just wasting our listeners'
time
right now.
That's part of Don McLean's.
It's part of the charm. I'm always out of tune.
It's like Bob Dylan, right?
Is Don McLean Jewish?
He's actually skipping temple.
God damn it, I hate you guys.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. That is the Don McLean tone. Woo! There
good
it is.
Job.
Laurel Canyon, 1972.
One, two,
lustrous.
Three, four. Damn.
I'm going nowhere. Yeah, I'm going fast. Yes, I'm going nowhere. And I hope I'll make it last. Yeah, I'm going somewhere. Yeah, with you by my side. Yes, I'm going somewhere. And I hope that you're right. I said goodbye, booze. Goodbye, cocaine. I said goodbye, blues. Hello, amphetamine. And you know where to find me. I'll be at the Betty Ford. Yes, I'm going nowhere. Yeah, I'm shit-faced drunk. Yes, I'm going nowhere. Yeah, I'm gonna try and sober up. Yes, I'm going somewhere. Yes, with you by my side. Yes, I'm going nowhere. And I hope that you're right. Cause I said goodbye, booze. Goodbye, cocaine. I said goodbye, shoes. Hello, methamphetamine. And you know where you can find me. I'll be at the Betty. The Betty Ford. That was in tune.
Thank you, Dan McLean. Goodbye, booze. Goodbye, cocaine. War in the east, war in the west. So when you put your head down, count yourself blessed. Until we meet again, my friends. Until we meet again. Until we meet again.
How did they book Don McLean?
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.